I'll talk a little bit about Hamer Hall, and then Hamish, you might like to talk about what's happening with the Arts Centre precinct generally. And then I've also got some interesting history about this bridge. Let's start with Hamer Hall. Some of you will know the history of this site. Hamer Hall is obviously the round building up behind this contemporary reinvention of the Edge. But this site, the large site that is the Arts Centre precinct, was a circus. And I'm not saying it was a circus. It was a circus. So there was a circus on the site from about 1870. And it was known as the Worth Brothers Circus. And they owned this, had a leasehold for the whole of this site. And then in, I believe it wasn't until the 50s, so in about the early 50s, the circus was burned down. So fire used to, you know, take out all of those things. So the circus was burned down. And state government bought the site. They broke the lease because they obviously had nothing left. And state government bought this site where the gallery, the arts centre and Hamer Hall is. Government had been talking about doing an arts and cultural precinct since the 1940s. And they just hadn't found a site. So what happened is in the 70s, earlier, yep. Henry Bolte appointed Roy Grounds, another local architect, again, a residential architect. I don't think he'd done, at that stage, had not done much other than residences. And he designed the vision for this whole site. And we've got this very awful swampy ground here, which Hamish will probably talk about a little bit further when we talk about the Arts Centre. And it's Coot Island silt. And Brown's original design was just two buildings, the gallery and then the theatres and concert hall building, which went right down into the ground, really, really deep into the ground. Most of the building was underground. And it was topped by a copper spire. So in architectural circles, we all know that picture. And we all go, oh, if only we got that. But what happened with it is that it was discovered engineering-wise, they simply couldn't put the bulk of the building underground.
And they got school children to donate copper coins for those of you at the school. Everyone always wants to know where the room is with the copper coins. Yeah. They're going to open the door.
Yeah. Can we do that? Because we lost the copper spire. And all the school kids are going, we want the copper spire. So, here's our 1 and 2 cent pieces. So it ended up being three buildings. So you have the NGV, which is the furthest building. Then you've got the Arts Centre in the middle, which is the theatre and spires building. And then you have Hamer Hall, which is the concert hall. And Hamer Hall and Arts Centre both do go down, but they don't go down to the scale that, in fact, was originally envisaged. So they kind of maxed out what the engineers believed that they could do. And, I mean, there's some very interesting engineering in this. It does go down into the ground and it's got metal girders that hold it up and it's sunk down to bedrock to hold it up. And then the whole of the site, the whole of the girders below are electrified. So there are electrodes built down into the river, into the soil to keep it charged, which means it won't rust.
The building is floating. It's referred to as a bathtub because it's in swampy water, basically. Yeah. And so the piles have to go all the way down to
firm ground, and they're charged.
So there is a slightly odd ritual where the maintenance people do have to, because the methane gas in Coot Island does build up. So there's about 192 of them. They do have to go around and release the methane gas on a regular basis, which is not a...
I didn't know that.
No, it's not a... There's a couple under the stage of the State Theatre that are pretty tricky to get to, but... I won't use inappropriate terms, but yes, it's...
then this redevelopment, Hamer Hall was upgraded. It's a very important place on the Heritage Register of Victoria. So it's a very sensitive... not everyone loves this kind of brutalist architecture from the 70s and 80s. We architects love it, but it's a very important local building for all sorts of reasons, culturally, etc. So when it was going to be renovated and upgraded, and the idea was to how on earth do we link to the river? Because basically you were up on a platform and to get to the river edge was... You had to go all the way down there and do a sort of a hairpin bend, all that kind of thing. It was very difficult. So this is, I think it's genius. What the architects did here was they demolished next to the bridge, put this staircase in and separated the ground so that we've actually now got a pedestrian route down St Kilda Road, straight down here. Looks like it's been here the whole time. but that was put in 2012 when this was actually renovated. So there's a lift in here that navigates the level changes. And once again, a bit like the casino, it's got this what we call sleeving on the front of it so that what's facing the Yarra is activated. It's not just part of the Arts Centre or a part of Hamer Hall. It's a whole lot of food and beverage and, you know, before and after theatre, places to go. And then, as I say, this is a piece of genius urban design as far as I'm concerned, because the other thing this did was it opened up, this did always exist, this link through to the boat sheds, but it was really unsafe and it was one of the places in Melbourne that everyone would go, don't go there, whatever you do, don't go into there. So by just putting in this light, air, bit of sunshine and space, this, you can see how heavily used this is by everybody now. So just changes that perception of safety as well, which to me is a really, really important thing.
And I was going to say, well, just before we leave this precinct, so everyone isn't concerned, all of these buildings are under very, very strict heritage protection.
You will not get them down.
We cannot, you know, as architects, we have to be very, very precise with our heritage protection.
Yeah.
They don't feel that old to me, but
you can actually see even the way you deal with it is separation and companionship in a way rather than change.